Gut.
There have been so many interruptions, mostly for Simchas Baruch Hashem, that's as a rav that I have to go to, and also weather. It's just been a difficult winter. But soon as Pesach, Mitzvah Hashem. Purim Pesach is a smichus of gula, one gula to the next gula, as Hashem. We should be zeicher for that. We were learning 2 weeks ago a Torah from the Sefer Ba'atzoscha Tancheni. The Tachlis in learning this and the Torah we're going to learn from the Bilvavi Mishkan Evne tonight in Mitzvah Shah. The Tachlis is to bring down what we're learning in the Midah of Keser, to bring it all the way down Mamish, all the way down to Asiyah Sheba Asiyah, all the way down to Kalim of our lives, of this world. The sugya is the sugya of tamug, of pleasure, of delight. We're learning about the higher madrega of Keser and the lower madrega of Keser. We're going to still talk about emuna. We spoke about rotzen, and we're learning about tamug. Tanug. And what we were learning last time in the Sefer Ba'atzoscha Tancheni was that there are many, many countless reasons that motivate people to do all different kinds of things. And we learned there are some people that are motivated by money. Other people are motivated by ego. There are people who are motivated by kinna, by jealousy, and so on and so forth. Countless emotions, thoughts that motivate people to behave a certain way. But the emes la'amita is, when we trace all of this up to the highest place in creation, to pnimius of Keser, which is the sugi that we're in, when we trace all of these motivations, remember, Keser is always about Motivation, drive, will. That's Keser. The most mysterious of all of the spheres, of all the koiches and efforts, what motivates a person. So he explains that the truth is, be'emes lamita, that there's only one thing that motivates a human being, a normal, healthy human being. There's only one thing that motivates a human being, and it's the common denominator of all of these ritzainelach that we're talking about. Underneath all of the ritzainas, there's one common denominator that motivates a human being to behave a certain way, to want certain things. And remember, what's that? Tanuk. Meaning, the hope and the expectation that as a result of what I'm going to do or say or think or get, it's going to be good. I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to have a tanug. Now, depending upon the person, there are madregas of tanug. Sometimes it's very, very plain and even disgusting. A disgusting tanug. A very, very prust physical tanug. And as we go higher and higher, so then the person who's more refined, who's more edel, a person who's more of a dehaibene, an elevated person. So the tanug is a tanug more that's more ruchni, the tanug to give tzedakah. Meaning, the pleasure that a person has, the tanug, the oinig that a person has, to make another person happy. To give money, to give tzedakah, the unbelievable tanug that all of you have had when you were able to do a toivah for somebody, to give something to someone who needs, right? Tremendous talent, tremendous pleasure. But the bottom line is that what motivates a person is tanuk. Tanuk. Even a noble, great person before he comes to the highest madrega of Lishma Shabbat Lishma, which we're not going to go into right now, but even a great and noble person, the underlying keser, crown, that drives him in everything that he does is to gain pleasure, tanuk. If it's a physical thing, it's a physical thing. If it's something which is ruchni, something spiritual, even dveikus b'Hashem, it's a tanuk. It's the greatest of all tanukim, it's dveikus b'Hashem. Let's just catch up and review where we were up to, the top of page 115, in Batsoscha Tancheni. I hope you have it in front of you. If not, it's just going to be 2 minutes. We'll be up to where you have. If you only have one page, it's probably from the Bilhavi. So just listen for 2 minutes, okay? Just listen. L'fiza im natsliach lahagil. This is where we were up to last time we were learning. L'fiza im natsliach lahagil lematzav shabay novin shahargosh atovish lanu tluya b'zeshniyat tzadikim. So now the key in education, the key in raising children, and the key in raising ourselves, is that somehow a person should begin to understand that we could be able to somehow convey to our students, to our kids, that the greatest tanug they could ever have is to be a tzaddik. That's where we left off. The greatest tanug in the world is to be a tzaddik. V'chi'im nashkiya b'avodas Hashem ha'chayim shalonu, so that each and every one of us can believe that if we invest in our avodas Hashem ha'chayim shalonu, you har be'yoyse yofim, life will be much better. Life will be much better. That's the key to everything. Since the underlying koach hanefesh that energizes, that motivates, that drives keser shebenefesh is the anticipation of tanug. If you or I can come to believe and teach our children that the greatest tanug that one could have is being the stipler, is being the Chofetz Chaim, is being a Ramesha Feinstein, a Baal Shem Tov, a Chassam Sofer, then we wouldn't have to beg the kids to go to shul, right? And we wouldn't have to offer prizes or punishments to ourselves and to others, incentives, v'chulu v'chulu. Because that itself would be the... If I believed that that was the greatest tanug in the world to be a tzaddik, then I would mamish be on fire. I'd mamish be on fire. It would be Purim all year. If I would believe that with all of my heart. Purim is a taste of Tanuk Shabbanefesh in the deepest way, of the Pnimis HaKeser. If I would believe that, and if we could somehow convey that to others, then Kiruv would be the easiest malach in the world. What would be hard? I'm talking to a chevra of mine that are involved with reaching out, you know, with Kiruv V'Chaykim. I used to be very much more in that line years and years ago, but I have chaverim that I still had. They have to make like these unbelievable gala nights, you know, with tons of food and drinking and girls. It's like the Mishtav Achashverosh, 180 days. And they have to be able to get Jews in the city to come to some kind of a Jewish thing. And then when I asked, what was Jewish about it? So I said, did you have some shir? No. We don't want to do that. We don't want to turn them off. You daven Friday night? No. I'm telling you the truth. These are conversations I'm having. We didn't daven. Oh, no. So they tell me that we got 150 Jews in the room together. Which I understand, by the way, it's a chashuva thing, because otherwise they wouldn't be with Jews, right? So it's a chashuva thing. Boys and girls, men and women, Jews are together. Chazdei Hashem, it's a big thing. So I'm saying, once you got them together, a niggin something, a dvar Torah. Oh no. A dvar Torah, maybe they'll enjoy. Tell a story from a tzaddik. They're gonna have a meeting about that. They have to decide. They have to vote whether they can tell a story about the Baal Shem Tov. I know. And to me, I'm an old-fashioned guy. It seems crazy. So why can't? Because why? Because I believe there's the greatest tanig in the world at dvar Torah. What could be more geschmack than Jews sitting together and talking Torah and singing a niggun and having a Shabbos together? We have to get that across. And I understand what they're trying to do. They're trying to get the kids in the same room, kolapachis, to get Jews together. And maybe we'll get them a birthright, you know, the whole thing. We'll get them to Eretz Yisrael. Okay. I understand. But this is the secret. Keser. Pnimius a keser. Rotzen. Desire. Will. Only when there's tanug. Because a person wants pleasure. Period. He wants to know he's getting something out of this that will give him pleasure. So if I would believe that the greatest tanig is to be a tzaddik, that would motivate me to do all the stuff that tzaddikim do. Right? If I would believe that, then I need to find out, okay, what? This sounds great. Wow. This sounds great to be a Chavetz Chaim. This, it sounds great. How do you do that? So he said, this is what you have to do. You have to do it. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, and so on. This is what you have to do in order to become a Chavetz Chaim. Then nirtza ba'oifen tivi les amitz ba bidu kafishon arayslam es amitz betchumim shleigim lili beinu. Then it would be natural to try to be a tzaddik. It would be natural to keep mitzvahs. It would be natural to learn and to daven and to be careful ben olam chaveiro and so on. Why would it be natural? Because what I want, I see as being me, right? Nachon. When it's something I desire, then it's I with a capital I. I want that. If I wanted to be a tzaddik and I desire to be a tzaddik, not just that I say I want to be a tzaddik because I want to, you know, I want to be that person, but I don't want, because I want to get all the covet and I want to get all of that, but I don't see myself enjoying all the learning and all the davening and all the mitzvahs and masim tov. Not talking about that. Although I mamish, that's the greatest desire, is to be a tzaddik and to do these things. Then it would be natural. Zui be'etzam hagdaras shaloi lishma. Now be'etzam, of course that's shaloi lishma. Shaloi lishma. Both in tivi, ha'odam writes a shiyeh le'tayv. But that's how God made us. That what motivates us, the b'chin of keser, is what motivates a person is shiyeh le'tayv. Should be good. Humechapes b'chol noisei es ha'kida'iyus ha'ishis shalom. Everything that a person does, he's trying to understand. Is this kedai? Is it kedai? Vim hu moitzu shekedai lo lasus mashu mesuyim. And if he comes to understand, if it makes sense to him, that this is kedai, that it's kedai for him, hu oso oso b'chol libo. Then he goes b'chol libo, with all of his heart. B'cheshek b'ashko. With cheshek, and he invests in it. So the secret to entering the path of Avodas Hashem, the secret to signing up for Avodas Hashem, which ostensibly that's what we're all here for, that's what we want to do. The secret is Chayev Limtza Bo Es Akidaiyus Ha'ishis Shalom. Every person has to find, how is this kedai for me? Even though it doesn't sound nice, it sounds very Shaloi Lishma, but Lemaisa, that's called Keser Shebenefesh. How is it Kedai for me? There are higher and higher madregas of what it means to be Kedai. Even if it's Kedai because I want to save the whole world, but that's, I enjoy that. Kedai Shia Mashi Yidchav Osel is Kadeh. Because only this will push him to move forward. Olav Lahavin Shem Hu Mekayim Esatarev HaMitzvus. A person must understand and must feel that I'm taking care of myself. This is good for me. This is going to bring me a good life in this world and the world to come. It's kedai. Kate said, "Megiim la'akara hazu shachaim shlonu yu yoyser yofim imniat tzadikim." Okay, that's the big question. How do we come to recognize that our lives will be more beautiful if we'll be tzaddikim? That's the secret. How do you teach that? You have to believe it yourself. And how do you believe that yourself? That it's really, really kedai to be a tzaddik. It's really kedai. It's unbelievable. It's an unbelievable tanug to be a tzaddik. How do you come to believe that? So he brings from the Chavis Lavavis a very famous thing. Those who have a look inside. Uvechein hadvar mefroshim b'chavis levavis, b'ois ha-sicha ben ha-seichel ha-nefesh, where the chavis levavis sets up a conversation, a dialogue between the seichel, the intellect, and the soul. in Shara Vaidis Elikim Perakei. La'achas ha'asechel oimik leinitan liutzais b'emes labdus Hashem elim ken kayemes yidiyah brua ki bizet luya hatzlocha amitis. When the seichel says, I can't possibly want to serve Hashem unless it's clear to me that my hatzlocha, my true hatzlocha, is going to take place through avodas Hashem. That's what the seichel says. That makes sense. That's what we're talking about. Makes sense. So a nefesh megiva. So the nefesh responds to the seichel's claim that I can't truly want to be an eved Hashem unless it's clear to me, unless I understand that my hatzlocha depends on being an eved Hashem. My success depends on being an eved Hashem. So the nefesh responds. Lo posach chefzi meyes rofe v'kis b'koizev me'esi iroisi divrayom akadmonim shecholfu. In simple language, the nefesh is saying, even though you can show, let's say you could show to me historically that the tzaddikim, that the tzaddikim enjoy, it's good for the tzaddikim, and that you could show me historically that the rishayim all end up hanging like Haman. You could prove to me historically that the tzaddikim, it works out, they have it good, and the rishayim don't have it good. So the nefesh says, lo posa chefzi meyes rofe ukispi koizev, meaning in simple English, it hasn't helped me to have a strong desire to be a tzaddik. In other words, if you show me your record, that the batting average of the Rishoyim is bad and the batting average of the Tzaddikim is great, he says that hasn't increased my will, my desire. Adashin is borli b'derech ha-chochma amitas mashizichartai. Until, this is the Chavis Lavrovis' Mahalach, until it could be explained to me b'derech ha-chochma, that I understand, not just scorecard, until I understand. V'nizbaru etzli miderech ha'oros ha'toyra t'chila v'achakech b'derech ha'raya ha'sichlis ad sheshov kispi emes v'cheftzi bor. What does that mean? So he explains on the bottom. Bir, ha'nefesh omeres, the soul says to the seichel, shachein kol od hi istam charak al kach As long as you're trying to prove to me that throughout history the Rishoyim were punished for their rishis and the Tzaddikim were rewarded for their tzidkis, you're trying to prove that to me. That hasn't really caused me to change my way of life. It hasn't caused me to want to change my way of life. Just because the Rishoyim, you could prove to me that the Rishoyim have gotten punished and the Tzaddikim have gotten rewarded. So what actually causes the nefesh to invest, to change direction? I'm not interested in scorecards. Don't show me records. I have to understand personally. I need to understand personally myself. Don't tell me about other people. I need to understand myself. Why is it kedai for me? Beryl Ben Shmerel. Why is it kedai for me? Lavad Hashem Kiroi, to be Neved Hashem. He zu shegeremes lenefesh, la'achlit lis ametz be'emes lavad Hashem. And if I could understand it, b'chochma amitis, that it makes sense to me that this is kedai, ad kedai kach, that it's at the race to das vahashay voice eliva vech, that I mamish feel the truth of that it's kedai to me Neved Hashem, me personally, I'll go all the way. But the fact that you're telling me that most Rishoyim didn't work out, most Tzaddikim, What happens when you? What happens when a person reads a book that says that most people that won the lottery, they committed suicide and their lives got messed up? And that means that if you won the lottery, you're not going to take the money. But someone will tell you, we have raya brewers. Statistically, that most people that won the lottery killed themselves. That means that the chances are you're going to kill yourself. If we give you this $300 million, the chances are you're going to kill yourself. So the guy will say, I'll take a chance. No? I'll take a chance. I'm not kliga, you know, I'm smart, I'm a yid. I'll work it out. You gave the money to the wrong people before. You give it to me, I'll take care of it. It's not going to hurt me. That's it. So to show a scorecard like this and like that, the tzaddikim 51% versus the Rishayim 49%, I mean, it's hard to be motivated by that. There's a friend of mine, he's a Rav of a shul someplace, and already a few times they had a vote whether he should stay in his position. And he told me that so far, he said the vote always comes out, he finds out afterwards, it comes out like 51 to 49. 51 for and 49% against. So he said it's hard to have a cheshik to go to shul like that. He was hoping it would be like 91 against 9 that wanted him. He said it always comes out like 51 to 49. He says, so I come to shul and I always look to see like, you know, it's 49%, that's pretty serious. So I'm looking to see like, who's from the 49%, who's from the 51%. And it's not much of a mandate, you know, to rule. When you have 49% against you and only 51% in favor. Scorecards don't do it. Even if it's more lopsided, that's not the pshat in what motivates, what drives a person. If you show a guy that by smoking cigarettes, there's an 80% higher rate that he's going to have heart disease or lung cancer, it's a pachad. But it doesn't work anywhere as well as when he starts to cough himself, you know? And there's always this machshava that you're going to be from the ones who are matzliach. And then you start to bring rice. No, don't tell me about this. I know a guy who lived to be 112. He smoked 10 packs a day. They say crazy things like that. Why? Because his tanduk of smoking is very strong, right? You can't put statistics against the tanduk. It doesn't work. When the tanduk is still a tanduk, it's very hard. There has to be something jarring and powerful. The Chabas Lubavitcher says, Havana pnimis v'amitis, that you're able to bring mamish deep into the heart, that you understand it intellectually, experientially, however. Zusha geremis l'nefesh l'hachli l'samitz b'emes l'abas Hashem. Now look at the Bilvavi, the next page that you have, that's taken from the Bilvavi, Amesil Shasharim Chelek Aleph. That's going on the first parak of the Bilva of the Mesil Shasharim of Avi Mishkan Evne. On the bottom of page Kuf Pedal, you see an arrow over there, Shazil Atanu Gamiti. Everybody should have this page. Again, I want to make that we should get into the simplest understanding of what this means, Tanu. Now, you all have learned Mesil Shasharim, and therefore you know that at the very beginning of the Sefer, the Ramchal says these words. They're historic words. Shezeu atanug, the bottom of Kuf Pedalet. Shezeu atanug ha'amiti v'ha'idun ha'godl mikol ha'idunim she'yachorim lihimotzei. Dveikus Bashem he's talking about. That Dveikus Bashem, attachment, cleaving to the Bari Olam, is the tanug ha'amiti, is the true tanug. He doesn't even say the best. He says, is the tanug ha'amiti. Ha'idun also, delight, Eden, idun, pleasure. Ha'godl mikol ha'idunim she'yachalun lehimotze. Ha'tanug ha'amiti. That means that if you or I were in this place that the Ramchal is talking about, the fasting tomorrow on Tanis Esther would be a bigger tanug, incomparably greater than the first bite of food that we have after Megillas Esther. Unless one's eating is also completely a ma'aseh of Dveikus Bashem. That's something else. It's the greatest tanug. Now, if you really feel that, Be'emes, you feel that, then you don't need anybody to tell you to be a good boy. That's the greatest talent. And obviously, the most horrible disaster, the most terrible tragedy would be that you should lose your dveikus with Hashem. That would be the greatest tragedy. To lose dveikus with Hashem. That would be the most horrible thing. So what would motivate and drive a person is this feeling that dveikus is the tanug amiti. So Rav Schwartz explains on top of Kuf Pei Hei. Hatanug agadol b'yoseh shekayim b'briyah, the greatest tanug in creation, who had dveikus b'bariyus baruch, is dveikus b'Hashem. That's what the Ramchal is teaching us. Shar kol ha-tanugim v'ha-hanois sheyeshnam b'briyah hem chusim. All other tanugim, all other pleasures in creation are chusim, are completely different madrega, less, something totally different. And not only are they pchusim, and here's the key, not only are they less of a tanug, every tanug, thank you. Every tanug, but any tanug in the world, any tanug in the world is a hishtalshlus of the tanug of dveikus b'Hashem. Any tanug in the world, in other words, a person who enjoys the lowest physical pleasure, that pleasure that he's enjoying from that low physical thing is the hishtalshlus of keser, of the highest tanug, which is dveikus b'Hashem. The whole world is looking for dveikus b'Hashem. Except they don't know that, and they don't know how to find it, and they're totally clueless. So they trying to find tanugim is lasanig besanugim, whatever they can get. But the bottom line is, I must feel pleasure. I must feel tanug. Because that's what motivates all of us in life. Every tanug is the ishtalshlus of the highest tanug, of dveikus b'Hashem. Kosu b'seidi yitzira, b'seifi yitzira, you're supposed to say. It says in the Seifi Yitzira, Ein b'toiv l'malam y'oinig. Now the Seifi Yitzira, the yisoid of the Seifi Yitzira, you know, of course, is from Avraham Avinu. It's from the earliest Kabbalah Sefer that we have. Ein b'toiv l'malam y'oinig. B'toiv, there is nothing higher than oneg. Of course, he's alluding to everything that we're talking about, the keser. Ein b'toiv l'malam y'oinig, v'ein b'ra l'matam y'nega. There's nothing in toiv, there's nothing greater than oneg, and in ra, there's nothing lower than the reconfiguration of those letters of oneg into nega. There's nothing lower than nega. Nothing higher than oneg, and nothing lower than nega. Kol odom b'oimek nafshoi mechapes tanug. Every person, ba'oimek nafsh, again, if a person is healthy, there are people nebuchad not well, they just let themselves die or whatever. But, and for that person, it could be dying. It's his, the greatest tonic he could think of is getting finished with life. That's also a tonic. Kol odom ba'oimek nafsh mechapes tanug. Every person, ba'oimek nafsh, in the depths of his soul, is seeking tanug. And on a certain level, of course, this is a good thing. It's a positive thing. Hashaylahi, of course, because nothing would ever get done. There would be nothing if it wouldn't be for that tanug and the search for tanug. Hashaylahi rak heichan hu mechapes es hatanug. Of course, the question is, where is he looking for pleasure? Where is he seeking tanug? Heichan hu sover. Where does he think? Where does he hope? Where does he expect to find the tanug? Adam yochel lechapso b'dveikus b'bariyus baruch. The one, that person who goes all the way to the shorish of all tanugim, to the root and source of all einig, that's dveikus b'Hashem. That's where he looks for tanug, dveikus b'Hashem. Yochel lechape zois bechlal beruchnis. Obviously, he looks for that in ruchnis. And yochel lechape zois bedivrei heter. He could even look for that dveikus b'Hashem through serving Hashem, through eating and sleeping and exercising and so on. Those could all be used as ways of dveikus b'Hashem, as a means of becoming dovek b'Hashem. As long as those tanugim are mutter, as long as the food is mutter, as long as the type of exercise is mutter, and so on. All of that could be part of this individual's search for the ultimate tanug, which is dveikus b'Hashem. In ruchnis, in mitzvahs, in Torah and mitzvahs, and in dvarim shel heter, to lift them up to a higher place of dveikus b'Hashem, which is, of course, all this I'm talking about. A person can look for it in dvarim shel heter in a way that's not holy. That's not holy. You look in the Jewish newspapers now, and you see the kind of events, wine tasting and cheese tasting, and everything that only you would find years ago was never by a Jewish thing, that they had to have a way to get Jews out to come to give tzedakah, that they have to go and fress and go to have wine tasting and cheese tasting, and even the music is all stam music from the jungle, from animals. And I'm talking about the Jewish music, I'm not talking about the Goyish music. That's where it comes from. And you could say everything is mutter. I was at a simcha last night, and the guy that was singing, I'm sure he's a sweet guy, there was one guy with a bocher playing the keyboard. I don't know, why does he have to stand over there? There's a mechitz, and he stands the whole time by the ladies, doing his things by the ladies. What does he have to do that for? There's lasandi b'tanuga. So you could say, is it osir to do? I think it's osir. But why can he stand with the guys? Always have to stand over there. But I don't know. You could everything now. You could say everything beheter. There's mutter. Everything is kosher. Everything is 100%. Shema Shabbos glad kosher, just like it was by the Achashverosh's party. Vashasiyah kados ain einays. I'm sure that there was only Chassidish Shechita by that party. By the party of Achashverosh, it was all Chassidish Shechita, and they had Mashgichim walking all around the place. But the whole thing was a tanug of this world. Shenenu misudos shloisei rosha. The hano was not a hano in dveikus b'Hashem. It was for the lowest thing. Even the way they advertise, if you see sometimes now, like in the from newspapers, they advertise a strimal. A strimal used to be that the Chassidish Yid wore a strimal, or Yerushalmi wore a strimal, and it was an inyan of Kovod Shabbos, right? Kovod Yontiv. So they make it like now, like it's some sort of a style. It's, and they make, you see these like 4 foot tall strimal. They make, even the strimal became like an inyan that's not Avodas Hashem. It's hard to have, like, why? How do you convince people to put that thing on your head? But they put it like on pedestals, and they have like some guy, like they have these, the stores that are selling bekishes, they also have them with like models, and this is what we're living in. The chitainis, so a person could look for his tanug in dvarim shel heter. The food is kosher, everything is kosher. Yochel chapi zayis rachmal atzom dvar masur. And then there are plenty of people that they're looking for their tanug and things that are forbidden. So there are those who look for tanug and dveikus b'Hashem, mitzvahs ma'asim tovim, which could be even in terms of dvarim shel heter to lift them up to higher madrega. Then there are people who are looking for their tanug, not God forbid, in averus, and not they're not looking for that in term mitzvahs either. That's the finish up davening first. Get through the learning. Then they're looking for it in kiddush, in the tanugim shel heter. And then there are people looking at Issa. Avol be'etzem kulam mechapsim livroach mehatzar ulegalois oinig benavsham. This is what we're learning. What they all have in common, these three types of people, The ones who are looking for Einig and Dveikus, the ones who are looking at Dvarim Shel Heter, and the ones who are looking for Rachman Lassan Dvarim Shel Isser, but they're all looking, it's the same thing. Kulo Mechapsim Livroch Mehatzar, all of them want to get away from Tzar, from anguish, from misery. Ulegalois Einig Benavsha. They want to Megala the Nakuda of Kesev, Einig Benavsha. Madua Zawa Chipus Shel Kulam. Why is this everybody's search? Why is this what everyone is looking for? Because the Ramchal is telling us, Kiv Etzem Zua Tachlis. The reason that everybody's looking for that is because that's the Tachlis. The Tachlis is Lis Aneg Alasha. The Tachlis is Lis Aneg. So everybody's looking for Lis Aneg. They might be looking in the wrong place. But everybody's looking for Lis Aneg. Everybody's trying to find the missing crown. Everybody's trying to get to the taste of the Hungarian wine. Right? Or the amazing niggin that they once heard. Everybody's trying to get to the crown. Lis anig is the crown. Elisha ha-tachlis ha-amitis lis anig al Hashem. But the tachlis ha-amitis is lis anig al Hashem. V'odom lokeach is oisei oinig mechapsei v'mokam acher. What happens in the world, of course, a person takes that longing for tanuk to get away from tzar, and the longing for tanug, and he takes that and he looks for the crown, b'mokam acher. B'mokam acher. It's like you have, like I mentioned a few weeks ago, a person that works out to be in the Olympics. These people have to work out for years. Hours and hours and hours a day to work out because of the hope that they're going to stand on the thing and they're going to get a gold medal or something, that recognition, and maybe then they'll get money from that over time. To be professional or promotions, whatever, but the amount of energy that is invested in that anticipated tanug is amazing. Nimtzim kei shashinu leitzarach lios shinui ha'im lechapes einigalo. Therefore, this is what we're learning in Batzal Skatan Cheni. Therefore, the change. When we're talking to the kids in yeshiva, the impression they get is the following: I'm enjoying life, being a kid. These rabbis are trying to talk to me about not enjoying life. That's it, and that's why it's hard. That's why it's very hard to work. I'm enjoying myself, and these guys want me to do something that I don't enjoy. And that's very hard to do. So you try everything for them to enjoy. So nowadays, if you want to be a Rebbe in Yeshiva, you have to come in a clown suit, and you have to juggle, you have to have the mishnais and balls, and you have to use smart boards and all kinds of gimmicks and things. Maybe kulai hai v'ulai, the kid will listen a little bit to the Rebbe, if it looks like, and if the Rebbe has to be like, they have this new thing called Superstar Rebbe, and he's got to come in like, you know, da da da, like a talk show guy, and he's got to say jokes, and he's got to be like, you know, he's got to be with it, he's got to be cool, the Rebbe's got to be cool, because otherwise, it's too powerful, it's too stark a contrast between what the kid is enjoying and what you're telling him to do. Because he sees that as that's not enjoyable. I want to do what I enjoy, and that you're getting in my way. So we have to try to show the kids, no, this, you can enjoy this too. There's a lot of fun, and we're gonna have a great time this year, guys. We're gonna have a great time. It's gonna be great. What could be better than Eilu Mitzias or Hamavki? We're gonna have a great time this year, guys. I go, what do you mean? We're going to go on this trip, we're going to go on that trip, we're going to have competition, we're going to have this, all different, all shtick and gimmicks and things to try to figure out that a kid shouldn't see that you're coming to take away all of his pleasure in life. So you try to be malbish the learning in inyonim that a kid might feel is pleasurable. Like the Rambam says, you give candies to a kid, whatever. That's what it is. So we were starting a Sunday morning learning program in shul, and somebody was saying, because they're putting out a breakfast. Sunday morning I have to put out a breakfast. So somebody said to me, Rabbi, you better make sure it's a really good breakfast. Like, what on the caterer also now. I have to make sure that it's a really good breakfast. If you want the oilam, you have to make sure it's a really good breakfast. It's not just by kids. Because everybody's looking for tanuk. The point is not to take away the tanuk. You don't come and tell somebody, look, we really think you should be frum, but I just want to tell you in advance that being frum is misery. But we really think that's a good thing for you. So he says, well, you just said it's like it's very hard, it's miserable, so why? Yeah, but in the next world it'll be gevaldig. So that's what most of the kids hear, right? Because it's supposed to be great. So he's doing the mitzvahs, and he sees this. I don't know. It's not so great. What's so much fun about doing this stuff? So at that point, the Rebbe says, no, I didn't mean it's going to be fun in this world. I meant it's going to be fun in the next world. Oh, it's going to be fun in the next world. Okay, I'm Michael. I'm Michael. The next world. Never saw it. I'm Michael. It's not Kedai. Then you tell him a story about Chazal tell us there was a man who came back from the other world and he said it was really great. He says, no. There's a friend of mine who came back and said it's not so great. It's Michael. I don't know. Come back. He said, you heard someone tell you they came back and it was great? No, it's a mice from Chazal. It's a couple thousand years. I don't know. He said it was great over there. What was great about it? Maybe it's a tzaddik and he went to Gan Eden. I'm going to go to Gehenna, so what's so great about that? I mean, all this stuff. People just want to, they just want to be misanig. A tanuk. So the key is not to change, to tell a person that there's no tanuk in being a Jew. Ela heichon l'chapes es ha'oinig. How do we upgrade that place where we're looking for the tanuk? There's a famous marshal that was given by a big Talmud of Einstein. His name was Eddington. He was a genius. Imagine, he was one of the biggest Talmidim. So he himself was a big genius. So there was a... There was a he was asked to deliver a paper, a lecture, some Christian, I think maybe Notre Dame, I don't know where, someplace, some Chashuva place, on the Indian of science, on the Indian of science and religion, which is a very popular topic, science and religion. So he said over Maisa that there was a guy who lost his keys. You probably heard this. He lost his keys, and he's standing under a street lamp, and he's looking for the keys that he lost. So, you know, a nice guy comes by, and he says, is everything okay? You lost something? He says, yeah. Where'd you lose it? I lost my keys. So he asks him, you lost them over here? That's always a funny question, right? You lost them over here? So imagine you would say, no, I know exactly where I lost them. So he asks him, you lost them over here? So the guy says, no, actually, I lost them. I was playing with my kids in the backyard. It's around 5 miles from here. So he says, why are you looking over here? So he says, this is the nearest street lamp. That's what he said. That's the marshal he gave. And then he walked away. It caused a whole tumult. In other words, what he was saying is like this. You want me to talk about science and religion? In other words, he was a religious man or anything. So he said, you want me to talk to you about God under your street lamp, that I have to show you where God is because that's your street lamp? You lost God someplace... That's not under your street. That's where you lost them. And you only want to look under your street. That's where you want to look, because that's the only thing that makes sense to you. That's your street lamp. That's what you understand. So your search for God is going to be by the street lamp of your life. Whatever that street lamp is, that's what you understand. That's not where you lost him. That's not where he is. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is b'sei Sarah. Yoshua b'sei Sarah. He's davka in that part of your life that you don't understand. So cool. Not by the street lamp. Heichel Chapes is a Einig. Where are you looking for Einig? What you're looking for is good. But you're looking up, you're looking under the wrong place. You're looking under the street lamp. You're looking somewhere. That's not where it is. Yeah, you know how many thousands of Jews, Israelis, go after the army, thousands that have gone to like Tibet, they go to these crazy places in the Himalayas looking for some guru. They would never, ever, ever dream to go to the shul down the block, or to the Rebbe, or to the Tzaddik, or the Rosh Yeshiva. They're looking for Tanakh. They're looking for Tanakh Ruchni. And they go to the Far East or something. They go somewhere to look on a mountain for somebody to look for a Tanakh Ruchni. Whereas the Tanakh Ruchni is in their own backyard. But they're going looking for someplace to get a Tanakh. Melamdeinu, Rabbeinu Haramchal. Shadvekus b'Kadosh Baruch Hu, hi hatanug amiti v'aidun ha'gadol mikol ha'idunim shichol l'imotzei, ein tanug yoyis ha'gadol mizeh. There's no greater tanug. Yidum divrei Chazal, ala posik, l'gam ha'nefesh le'itimali. Kehela says, the soul will never be filled by this world. And it's a famous moshel liyirayni shayin nasi bas malachim. I'm sure you're familiar with this. The Medrash gives a moshel of some guy from the city that married a princess, like a regular guy from the city married a princess. Afa pisha machila kol madani olim and yotzi dechavaso. Even though he brings her the best food he could think of, he's never yotzi with her. Why? Lama shi bas malachim. She's not impressed. She's a bas malachim. She grew up in the palace. So you bring her something. She's not impressed. So too, any tanug that you offer the nefesh of things from this physical world, or even spiritual things that are not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the honor of spirituality that are not Hashem, the guy, the guru, whatever you offer the nefesh, lo tamale, Shomel says the soul is not full. Lama, why? Because shehi milamala. Because the shirish of the nefesh is milamala. It's from HaKadosh Baruch. And therefore the only true tanuk that a soul can experience is milamala. It's from HaKadosh Baruch. Ha-nefesh einim esmar l'sla'ol. Therefore the whole world feels empty. They try to look for all different kinds of tanugim. But the soul is not satisfied. Madua, why? Because if Hashem would have created each and every one of us to have partial tanug, then the nefesh would be satisfied with your team winning the World Series or with having the best steak you ever had. That would be fine if that's how it was created. Hari Ein, turn it over. Everybody has these kind of pleasures. But after you have that pleasure, so that everybody's going crazy the whole year, their team, the sugar for their team, and now let's say the team won the World Series, or the team won the NBA Championship. What happens to all those morons in Boston like the next day? Like after the parade? What happened? Like, what kind of a life is it the next day? I'll tell you what kind of life. The studies show lots of suicide, lots of wife beatings. Because all the whole year was the team. Okay, so now the team won the World Series. So then, okay. Vanefesh lo tamale. Like, so then what? It's the World Series. You can't get higher than that. My father once asked me when I was a kid, why they call it the World Series if they only play in America. That's before they started in Japan. He said, what kind of a World Series they had? He said, I don't play it in Bulgaria. But if you're an American, you think the World Series, that's the highest it can be. It can't get higher than that. Right? If you could be Alex Rodriguez, you'd be on top of the world. Not now. I use that example on purpose. What could be a bigger tonic? v'anefesh lo t'malei. Machmas, why is that? Machmas she'oimek ha'rotzen l'chapes es ha'oinig, hulo es ha'oinig ha'chelki. Because the deepest, the need of the soul, which is tanuk, which is pnimius ha'keser, which we're going to learn, is emuna, the deepest need of the soul, is not to have partial tanuk, not to have a consolation prize, not to have a dumb little championship or World Series. That's not it. To get the job you always wanted, to get the girl you always wanted, to get the dinner you always wanted, the house you always wanted. The Rebbe Hashem didn't create the soul to be satisfied with the tanuk chelki. Ela es ha'oneg ha'sholem, to go for the top. Ha'godol mikol tanuk ha'sholem, shizu ha'dvekes b'boirei. Now, what's confusing is, so when you find that partial tanug, then you think, this is it, I got it. This is what I'm, my whole life, this is what I'm working for my whole life. It's like these explorers, they went risking their lives, like half of them were dying on the way, and they left their families for 5 years, you know, in the old days, and somebody found some island someplace, and he put a flag over there. Like, then what do you do? Like, what? What is that? Then what's the time? Because you can get yourself in some encyclopedia or something? Or they're going to name the island after you? Shraga Feivel's Island or something? What's the Tanuk? Okay, it's a Tanuk Chelki. Covet. You help people because now people can be able to move to this place and have somewhere else to live. Whatever it is. You meant a nice thing. People mamish die for causes. They die. They give up their lives for all kinds of causes. Because it seems near lo shu matzes ha'oinig, ki arei hu mechapes ha'oinig. Avim mikem shu zarak chelek, ha'oinig choleif over. The problem is that it's only a partial ha'oinig, therefore it's doomed. Like the Bas Melech. Her husband, the regular guy, brings her some nice gift. For a minute, she appreciates that he did it for her, but as far as the chepze itself, no, it's not. She's a bas melech. Va'oiver oz ha'adam nisha oit pam imachesser, and then the person is left once again with a feeling of emptiness. So I have to find another island, a bigger island. Or we have to win. We're going to have to break the record for winning the most championships in a row. Kol tanuk shenachna makir mu be'etzem nitzaitz me'atanuk agodol ha'dveikus b'bar yisbarach. Every tanuk on earth is a spark, a piece of the ultimate, the tanuk ha'amiti, which is ha'dveikus b'bar yisbarach. Ha'dveikus b'bar yisbarach. I mean, so we'll stop here for a minute, for a week. We'll continue next week, so hold on to this page. We'll finish this piece from the Bilvavi, and then we're going to talk about Emunah, which is the highest and deepest part of the guest.
Mark.